funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. So this one time I was at Great America eating some funnel cake, and it's my friend Kevin Delaney, my friend Scott Aiello, and myself. We met these two girls. I don't remember their names. They were really white trash. They were from Gurnee. They lived in a trailer just outside the park with their families. They each lived in separate trailers. They weren't related. They were really cute, like trashy girls. And Kevin got real sick on that ride that keeps you pinned to the walls. He actually turned green. It's the first and only time in my life I've ever seen anybody turn green. So we left him sitting on a bench to relax for a while. We decided we were going to go ride one roller coaster. We were right back. And then about 3 hours later, we realized as we were eating more funnel cake that we had left him on that bench for 3 hours. And so we went and found him. And he was still sitting there. He was still green. So, funnel cake.
Funnel cake. Funnel cake makes me think of those food, unlike corn dog, that sets you up for something and doesn't really deliver. Like, you know, you got cake in that word. And, you know, the cake automatically conjures up visions of, you know, of ice cream cakes, big, you know, chocolate monstrosities, just wonderful things. And rice cake, you know, that is not really in the same league as ice cream cake. Just doesn't follow through like that. Corn dog, on the other hand, doesn't let you down.
Yeah. Man, aren't you looking forward to this? We've been going up this hill now for 3 hours. You have a nosebleed.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, has solved my whole problem about feeling like the moment has already passed once it's already begun. I guess there's no eject seat, is there?
Woo! No way, man. And I'm so glad that we ended up in. I'm glad we waited the extra 4 days to get in the front car.
Yeah.
Can you even see? I can't even see the top yet, really? Man.
I'd turn around, but I think I'd wet my pants.
You know what?
What?
It's actually starting to get kind of dark up here, and it's still the middle of the day. I think we're getting near the edge of the envelope here.
Yeah. Yeah, you notice how even though we had to wait a good long time, nobody's filled the 20 cars behind us?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you know. Oh, I see the top, man! I see the top. We're coming up. Maybe, I hope we get that.
Maybe I could bolt to one of the back cars.
I hope we get that cool moment where we get to hang and look over the edge for just a split second before we drop.
Yeah. Here
it comes.
Here we come. Meanwhile, thousands of feet below. Well, this cotton candy's no good anymore. I don't know exactly how it is that you know when cotton candy is no good, other than, of course, when some little kid puts it in his mouth and then spits it back out again.
And then dies.
Yeah.
As we have had happen right here.
But there's something about this cotton candy. This cotton candy has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi, indeed.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Pourquoi?
Ce soir?
This cotton candy.
Yes.
Is dead. Is mort. Mort is dead. This cotton candy. Where are you going to dump a load of cotton candy?
I've got it.
Do you?
Meanwhile, in the Shriner's tent. My car won't start. My car won't start.
Let us trade hats.
Somebody help me with my car.
How about I wear the very big glowy hat this year?
All right, you wear the big glowy hat, and I'll wear the one with the eye that opens up.
Excellent.
Great.
We will dominate the parade again this year.
Quick, secret Shriner's handshake.
All right.
Now gnaw on my face.
Hang on, my finger is stuck in your spleen. Such a complicated handshake.
Oh. I just hope that, thank you.
I just hope
that the same shenanigans that happened last year don't happen again this year.
I certainly do, too.
Do you have your heck no, we don't want no load sign?
I've got it pasted to the side of my tiny car.
Let's go!
Meanwhile, on the roller coaster,
great. It was scary for the first hour. But, you know, now we're just going really fast and straight down. And
yeah, I guess.
I've evacuated everything that I can evacuate.
Yeah,
I've got nothing left to evacuate.
I gotta tell you, I'm feeling pretty good about the fact that we're in the front car now.
Yeah, well, you know.
We only got our stuff on us.
Yeah.
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 This is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, this, I guess I know why they call this thing the Rolling on Wii now. That kind of makes sense.
Meanwhile, at the cotton candy exhibition, I've got it! Now see, what we do is we put all this cotton candy in a big bag. We climb up on top of the big top.
Yes.
And then we tie the bag to the little kid. Right?
Yes.
And then we push the bag off at the Shriners when they come by, and they think the kid was just pulling a prank and died.
With the cotton candy in hand.
And that way we don't get blamed for any of it. The dead kid or the cotton candy.
The kids love cotton candy.
And we get to dump a load on the Shriners.
This sounds perfect.
At that moment...
Maybe I should stop making that car noise.
Yes, all right. I will turn on my car now.
Let's start doing figure eights.
Oh, all right.
The kids love when we do figure eights.
Ooh, the Shriners. We've got the best float in the parade.
And we rule the
Shriners.
You know, do you think that we would lose our coveted status as childhood icons if they really realized that we've been in league with the dread god Cthulhu all these years?
You know, it's possible, but the kids are like Cthulhu.
Let's do more figure eights.
Right, I think I can see the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, look, the parade's starting.
I've kind of forgotten what it's like to be on the ground.
I know, but this is it. Look, this is it. It was just a drop.
Wow. So there's no more to the roller coaster? You don't do any loops or something?
No. I guess having your butt creamed in your own feces is deemed a good time these days.
Yeah, that'll work.
Woo!
Woo!
Hey, you look at Shriners.
Oh, the Shriner. Oh, yeah, you know, the Shriner floating bridge.
Oh,
my favorite.
Oh, my God. Did you see that kid?
What?
That kid's dead.
The child died?
Yeah, it looks like his...
You can't kill children in parades. That's not patriotic.
It looked like his childish prank went awry.
Oh, my. Meanwhile, at the cotton candy tent... Now the 500 pounds of dead hot dogs that have been sitting in the oven for a long time under the heat lamp.
I've got an idea.
Do you now?
Puppeteers are coming up next in the parade.
Yes?
Let's get them.
Oh. Meanwhile, back at the Shriners.
Oh. Damn, yet another load.
I got cotton candy all over my gearbox. I can't drive.
I got gearbox all over my cotton candy.
Oh, no. Now there's no joy in the parade.
Well, I believe perhaps now it is time that we call Dread God Cthulhu to rule over this pathetic ball of mud.
I'm not going to argue with you there.
Right.
Let me take off my hat. Releasing him.
You had him under your hat the whole time?
Oh, you know, there's a portal.
Cool.
That's why the hats are so cool.
Later. And that, kids, is how me and your Uncle Lou saved the entire universe from destruction at the hands of Dread God Cthulhu.
It was amazing. We laid it out there. We bamboozled Cthulhu. It was right there.
All of our scientific research had pointed to the fact that Cthulhu, along with his penchant for eating human souls, had a soft spot for cotton candy.
It was very scientifical.
So, you guys want to go throw hot dogs at neighbor kids? Yeah! Good.
Dun-dun!
Dun-dun!
Dun-dun! For us to go off the air, this is What Jalen's Like. We've been with you for another week. Thank you very much for listening, if you listen. Thank you very much for licking your talking radio box, if you licked your talking radio box. Stay tuned to WEFT all week long. If that monkey doesn't stop it, it's going to find that boxing glove in places where it oughtn't be. Give us an email, whatjalenslike@hotmail.com, if you'd like to communicate with What Jalen's Like. Otherwise, we'll be back next
week. Send us a coded communique.
Yes, but the chance
you always wanted to receive a communique. Sorry. Yeah,
well, you know.
Communiques, man.
One's got a dream. Thank you very much. Good night.